time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay. Hello. I am Jamie with your other host, Eilish. And we are doing a little Would You Rather edition today. And yeah, it's pretty fun.
So we're very excited. We have a game and it's free to play, so I'm hoping that it won't cut us off at any point. But if it does, we'll just find somewhere else. But anyway, to hop right into things, Jamie, would you rather be able to speak to all... Oh, I can't read. Let me try this again. Be able to speak all human languages or be able to talk to animals.
100% animals.
Oh, okay. Why is that, though?
Because, imagine, right? Hear me out. All human languages. Fuck that. I'm going to hear someone call me a dick in about 12,000 different languages. Whereas if I speak to an animal, he might call me a dick. But if it's a squirrel who's calling me a dick, he's cute. Like, and imagine just casually walking down the street. You could say hello to, like, a bird or something. They might tweet back at you and you'll understand them.
Dude, you could pull some Disney princess shit and, like, get all the animals to do things for you as well.
Nice. Don't think of that.
All right. I think for me, personally, I'd choose human languages because I think I could turn that into, like, a career and I could make money off of it. And also, I'd enjoy being able to, like... This is so bad to say, but I would love to be able to eavesdrop on other conversations and, like, get all the tea and the drama from everybody. Because, like, I feel like, especially in places like Canada, where it's predominantly English and French, right? People will who speak languages that aren't, you know, common in Canada might use that to just be able to have private conversations out in public, right? But if I can understand them, I can eavesdrop and I can get all the tea that they think no one else understands, and I think that's really cool.
So valid. But hear me out for the money side of things. If you could speak to animals, you'd be the first person ever to do it, so then you get shitloads of money because people would want to, like, study you and shit.
That's true. And you could make, like, a whole social media platform off of it as well.
Exactly. Monetize this shit.
Okay. You know what? You've convinced me. I think we gotta click be able to talk to animals.
Heck yeah. Oh, it tells you percentage.
Oh, shit. Really? Oh, this gives me the ick right away. Okay. Would you rather have to live with your partner's ex or with your ex? I feel like I know both of our answers immediately.
Yep. Pick red, please.
Oh, it's not even a question.
Just for anyone who's listening instead of watching, red is have to live with your partner's ex, because none of us want to live with our ex.
Dear God, no. And, like, the funniest part about that is I think in both our situations, we can agree that the exes are probably about as sane as we are, and would actually probably be fun people to live with.
Oh, yeah.
Because we can all just shit on the icky people.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Although,
if they're still in love with them, it could be weird.
That's true. For some reason, only 38.3% of people chose red.
That's because not everyone is dated psychopaths.
Yeah.
Although, okay, how do still I get think to the next be, one? I did still think it would be higher.
Show me the next one.
Top left, maybe?
No, the free game has cursed us.
Wait, what's the top left button? Is that just a share button? Other side.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Hold on.
Hard, extreme. Why are we on Love Life? I want Extreme.
Oh, be eaten alive by a bear or eaten alive by a wolf.
Okay, who would eat me faster? That's the real question.
I reckon a bear would fuck you up pretty quick. Whereas a wolf would just, like, bully you.
Yeah.
He'd, like, edge you with death.
Yeah, okay, I'm going bear with that one. Yeah.
Heck yeah. Okay, we got the majority.
Have the animals you touch die, or have the computers you touch crash? That's awful.
Can I just clarify? I read the first one so wrong because I'm so tired. I read that as have the animals touch you.
Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus.
Computer, I reckon. I couldn't kill an animal.
I know, but you gotta... If you crash every computer you touch, you can't use any modern-day technology. And, like, the entire civilization at this point runs off of modern technology.
Hear me out, because I don't have to touch it, technically. Voice control. I've got Siri. I'm not touching it.
You could just hire someone to touch everything.
Exactly.
Touch all the computers for you and do it. Okay. How all the computers you touch crash? It also doesn't specify whether they only crash once or if, like, it's continuous crashing.
Valid.
Is this also done? Are these, like, do you just get, like, 2 questions a day? Is that all they do? Damn.
On to the next category.
Okay. Okay, let's just start from the top and we'll make our way down. Okay. Alone. Be on a deserted island with 4 people you hate, or be on a deserted island alone. Alone.
Yeah. Alone. I would
go crazy faster if there were people that I hated stuck with me than if I was just alone.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'd stare at the ocean and, like, wonder how far down I could go. And, like, just, can I backstroke the whole entire, like, way back to land?
Real.
Whereas
if
I'm with people,
would you rather be unlucky and intelligent or be lucky and dumb?
Oh, lucky and dumb.
Yeah. You can be really smart and just, like, not be able to do anything because you just keep getting unlucky. But, like, being lucky and dumb, dude, just apply for, like, every single really high-paying job and you'll just get them because you're just lucky.
Exactly. And then it could be, like, they could ask you a question, and it could be like, oh, what do you think we should do this quarter, this or this? And you just take a guess, and it's right.
Bam. Yeah, promotion. And it's like the most profitable thing ever, and so then they love you, yeah.
Boom.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Yeah, okay, it's like 2 questions per section. Sick. Okay, superpowers. Would you rather be able to create a new holiday or create a new sport? This is not a superpower, but you know what? We'll go with it.
Holiday. Don't ask me what, but I feel like I could make a more fun holiday than I could a sport.
And we'd get a day off because of it.
Oh, even better.
I could always use some free time.
That is so much better. Yeah.
Okay, would you rather speak to animals or know other people's thoughts?
I'm going to have to go speak with animals again. Only because, as much as I want to hear what people think, because I'm a nosy fuck, there's also just some things you don't want to hear, especially if you're having a really bad day and someone's thinking something that's just going to set you over the edge. You don't really want that.
I think, okay, so here's my thinking. If you can, like, turn it on and off, like, only use it when you want to, I'd kind of want to know other people's thoughts. I'm also really nosy and, like,
if I could turn it on, I want to
know what people think about me.
Valid. If I could turn it on and off, I'd change my answer.
Okay, I think let's go with the assumption you can turn it on and off. Because, like, if it's a superpower, we're assuming that you're able to control it.
Fair. Okay, thoughts. I've already got to speak to animals for the other one, so I'm speaking to them anyway. It's good.
Yeah.
Sick.
I know, on to the next category, unpopular.
Already,
always be monitored online or be monitored in real life. Oh.
Online, because you kind of already are.
Yeah.
So nothing would really change with that.
I would not appreciate somebody following me around constantly 24/7 and, like, just watching me. I'm okay. I'm good. Thanks. I'm okay. Would rather not. Five in a row. Thank you.
It's because we got the most thingy ones, I think.
Skip.
Yeah, so it might be that guy, but I don't think his website works.
No. Surely. Okay. How are we on hard? When did we get to... Okay. I am rage quitting this website. How do I... Hold on.
Let's just search for a new one. I think there's... It's a never-ending one.
Would you rather... So, questions?
For context, because people who are watching this is gone. No, there is another app. I know there's another app. Just search Would You Rather. It may come up.
Oh, yes, because I know what you're talking about as well. Hold on. Would you rather... WouldYouRather.io? This sounds... Oh!
This sounds fun. Oh, Ailish.
Hold on, let me disable my ad blocker. Disable for this site.
Yeah, contest for anyone listening. The website was broken to shit. And anyone who's watching, I hope you enjoyed the Firefox searches on the way down.
Okay. Would you rather be stuck outside all your life? Yes, I read that right. Or be stuck inside all your life? Oh.
As much that's as easy. Inside sounds really fun, and I would have, assuming I would have food and everything here, you're very, very limited. Whereas if you're outside, you could go fucking anywhere and it'd be sick. I'm going to pick outside.
Okay, but here's my thinking, right? If you're outside, are you still allowed to, like, sleep in a tent and stuff, at least to, like, protect yourself from the elements?
I'd assume so. Because you're just stuck outside.
And would you be allowed to, like, go inside of buildings or things? Like, I want to know what the parameters are. I think I'm going to be stuck inside because I can use things like Uber Eats and stuff to get everything brought to me. And I can, like... You know what I'll do, right? I'll gamble, get a bunch of money, and then buy a giant mansion and just fill it with, like, a mini theme park. And then I'm, like, set.
Fair.
Although...
How are you going to get to your new house? Because you can't go outside.
Secret tunnel!
Okay, you know what? Fix fucking site just for secret tunnel.
Dude, it'd be so cool though. Imagine just having like a tunnel to your house and stuff.
Oh, that was very close.
Interesting. 47% chose stuck inside for people listening.
Yeah, and 53 for outside.
Interesting. Okay, ooh. Would you rather have a lifetime of free international first-class plane tickets or have a lifetime of free five-star hotel accommodations?
Oh. Hotel, because those prices are fucking skyrocketing, man.
They are, but you know what I'm thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Five-star hotels, would it be like an all-inclusive one? Because if it's including things like meal service and stuff... I feel like that would be the way to go. Because you could get good food out of that. Dude, you could just live in a hotel.
So valid.
I wouldn't have to pay rent. I could just live in a hotel. Wait, oh, yeah. That's genius. Okay. I was going to pay plane tickets, but fuck it, hotel. Oh, 62% shit. Chose hotel. Okay. Nice. See, the other people had the same thoughts. Okay. Would you rather have to document a plant's growth over 10 years or have to document a child's growth over 10 years?
Please tell me I know the child and I'm not just...
just some random child. You're walking up to it every now and then, just taking a picture of it and then running away.
Steven, stop. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, same time tomorrow? Alright.
No, I would choose
plants.
Yeah, it's a plant.
Children, and then like plants are so quiet and they're so pretty, and I've done this before. I forgot to keep taking pictures because I'm me, but I did attempt to document a plant's growth over time. It was cool. Have a gaming laptop or gaming PC?
Because with the PC though, you can heavily upgrade it. So say I'm assuming whatever one you pick here, you're getting the most up to date. At the time. Gaming PC, you could just buy new parts and upgrade it. Gaming laptop, you're going to have to basically scrap it and get a whole new one.
Yeah. And with their PC, your keyboard doesn't get really hot when your laptop gets really hot.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also really nice because then your fingers aren't cooking a little bit when you're playing games. I will say, in my current position, I prefer having the laptop over the PC, but that's because I'm constantly moving, which means that having a laptop that I can just pick up and move instead of an entire PC is a lot easier.
But hear me out.
But I want PC.
Get a PC, sell it, get a laptop.
Oh.
And just downgrade to PC.
Oh. Damn, 77% of people chose PC. I mean, I'm not super surprised, but...
Whoa, this is a lot of...
Okay, would you rather... would you rather work a job that requires frequent travel but little free time? Or work a job that with... Nope, can't read. Work a job with lots of free time but no travel opportunities.
Oh, lots of free time, no travel. That's what they do anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. And you can travel in your free time as well. It's not like you're not allowed to travel either. Yeah. And like, yeah. Ooh, that's an easy one. I would love to have free time, because then you can do whatever. 71%. That's surprising. Not surprising. That makes sense. Okay, would you rather be stuck living forever or only live for 10 more years?
10 more years.
And living forever would be so exhausting.
Exactly. That's what, like, as much as, you know, I would want more than 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think living through every war, every pandemic, every everything... is great. You live 10 years. Yeah, you don't know what the fuck's going to happen. But at least you can make the most of it. Because you know it's coming to an end soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Being stuck forever would... God. There would be no escape of, like, everything. There's no end. It's just a continuous tunnel. Interesting. Only 56% chose Oh my god, I forgot the question. Live 10 years more?
Yeah.
Only live 10 years more? Okay. Would you rather have been... born. That says born. Would you rather have been born 10 years earlier or have been born 10 years later?
Earlier, for sure.
You seen I'd say earlier. Kids?
This has made, this make me sound... This is going to make me sound old as fuck. But have you seen the kids these days? Absolute wankers.
Those whippersnappers, man. I would rather be born 10 years earlier and like be stable in my career and have free time and be like done the part that I'm currently in. That would be nice.
Fuck yeah, same. Earlier.
Oh, yes, I have to click the button. Interesting. 73% agree. Would you rather have more time or more money? Yeah. Because you can, in not in a literal sense, but you can buy time with money. Because with money, you can pay for things like having someone to come and clean your house, or you can pay for your groceries to be brought to you, or you can pay for people to do repairs. And instead of you having to do all the things and wasting time on those things, you actually have that time now that you can go and spend doing other things that you actually want to get done or want to do.
And for me, like, business-wise, my free time goes into the business. If I have money, I could just get workers and do everything, and it will all be kind of automated in a sense. So I'd have those days to just kind of chill after doing everything I need to.
Yeah. Okay, would you rather... Oh, this is sad. Always be lonely or always be surrounded by others?
Oh, surrounded by others.
Yeah, as much as, like, I enjoy my alone time, I would really miss people.
Exactly. And the thing is, as well, lonely is good at points, but imagine walking even downstairs with, like, living with people, and you walk in and they just kind of act like you don't exist. It would suck balls.
It does suck. From personal experience of having roommates thoroughly avoid me, it does suck. Not a good time. They were interesting people. Okay, next question. Would you rather suffer from a disease without any cure, or to suffer?
Yep.
Or would you rather suffer a wound that will never heal?
How big's a wound?
That's my thinking.
Because,
and like, what would the disease be? Like, is it like chronic pain, or is it just like I can't see out of an eye, or like?
Yeah, we'll go right. Disease wise, like I'm asking you a question, but I'm adding my own perspective to it. Disease wise, you got like a common cold the whole time whilst being in pain, or you've got like an axe wound to your shoulder blade. Nope.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, I think I'd still have to choose disease, because like the axe wound, that shit would hurt. And yeah. I'm assuming that if it never heals, it's always bleeding too, which means you're always having to wear bandages and change clothing, which means you can never wear things like white, which means your wardrobe will pretty much be black. And as much as I enjoy wearing black, I do enjoy the occasional switch up. And I feel like that would be a really sad way to live out your life, at least with like the common cold and stuff. There might not be a cure, but I bet you could still like take things to at least help minimize the symptoms you're feeling.
Yeah. Honestly, I'd go for the wound. I only wear black anyway, but I hate being unwell, and it sucks because I get unwell really easily. No, I think I'd have to go with wound. But...
Interesting. Okay, let me do a mini, any, mini, miny, mo. Okay, any, mini, miny, mo. Catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Any, mini, miny, mo. I was on this side.
See? Oh,
70% people want the wound. Interesting.
Oh, my God.
Cure cancer or cure world hunger. That's a big one.
Oh, no.
Okay. What would the cure for world hunger look like? Because I don't think, realistically, we have the space in order to have the necessary crops and fields and stuff to make it happen. So, like, would it mean then that every inch of the earth is covered in farms to allow for this to exist?
I think I have an answer. I'd say cure cancer. And the reason is...
Yeah.
It's... As much as, you know, you don't eat, you're fucked. But you could slowly kind of find little things and get the tiniest amount and kind of keep going. Whereas with cancer, it's just without... you know, getting the treatment as early as possible, it can be fatal as fuck.
Yeah, there's no actual fix to, well, I mean, there are things like chemotherapy and stuff, but there's no, like, quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, with someone who's dealing with malnutrition and hunger, there is technically, like, quote unquote, a quick fix. It's not like it's actually that simple, but there is food that could be available for them, whereas with cancer, there's no quick cure. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
It was close, though. 56% chose cancer. Oh, always summer or always winter?
Winter. And I've got a reason. Mm-hmm. First of all, looks so much cooler, right?
It does. But
it is so much easier to heat up than it is to cool down.
Yes. Yes, that has always been my argument. Anytime someone is like, ew, why do you like winter more than summer? I'm like, okay, I can put on as many layers as I want until I'm warm, but I can't rip off my skin to feel cooler. I am just stuck hot, and there's nothing that I can do about it. But with winter, I can just keep putting layers on, and I can do quick, easy things to make myself warm.
Exactly. No, I 100% agree with that.
Yeah. Fucking summer lovers with 53% of them choosing summer. Nah.
What the fuck?
Okay. Have all your fingers permanently replaced by scissors. Okay, so Edward Scissorhands, or have both your feet permanently replaced by butter knives. Butter knives. Dude, yeah. I could be a professional hockey player because I would just have permanent skates on my feet.
Yeah, no, but
that would be awesome. Yeah.
Also, you can, yeah, like, moving about. I feel like
it's a lot easier to deal with.
Yeah, moving about would be a bit of a pain at first, but I feel you slowly get used to it, whereas kind of your day-to-day random stuff, even, like, grabbing a drink, if you got, like, for example, like, a bottle of Coke, you go and grab that shit and move wrong, you're just stabbing through it and you've just wasted the whole entire
bottle. Real, and you'd be stabbing yourself, too. Like, imagine, like, I sleep with, like, my hands curled, like, towards me, like little fucking dinosaurs. I would be stabbing myself constantly throughout the night. And, like, with your feet, you can also get, like, you could customize shoes or something that would help you walk as well, like, with like, thick, wide soles or something to help balance you out so you're not just standing on two thin points. Yeah, butter knives is for sure the way to go.
So valid, though.
58% chose butter knives.
Fuck okay. Yeah.
Have a car that can drive underwater or have a car that can fly?
I'd say fly. And I've got reasons. But first of all, underwater would be cool. You get to see a lot of cool fish. Mm-hmm. But hear me out. If, you know, you're underwater and obviously it can drive underwater, but how far can it go underwater? Like, does pressure change matter? Can you just implode? Whereas a car that can fly, yeah, valid, but you don't have to go too high up, so you're fine. And then you can kind of just slowly coast over a bunch of traffic, and also you can get to, like, different countries a lot easier. Yeah. And you don't have to pay flights. It's great.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like your own mini plane. Now, if the car could go to any depth without it being an issue, I would love to have a car that could drive underwater, because, dude, I wanna go and see all of the cool underwater creatures that exist and, like, go explore. Ooh, do I want to go explore the bottom of the ocean? That also sounds kind of scary. Like, what if they start attacking my car? Exactly. Then I just die. Okay, maybe I do want a car that flies, because I'm kind of scared now. I don't think I have thalassophobia, whatever it's called, but the depth of the ocean, like, the just endless darkness with, like, nowhere to hide kind of makes me nervous sometimes. Feeling so nervous. Valid. Bashful.
Oh,
85% chose car that can fly. Okay, have a painless death right now. Oh, okay. Or stay alive, but have a very painful death when the unknown time comes.
Oh, fuck it. Very painful. Someone's got to get this episode out.
That's a good point. It doesn't have to be me, though. For those listening, I clicked have a painless death right now.
Sorry, I was about to answer, but
okay, so I think we can call this our last question. What time are we at?
Yeah, we'll call it our last question. We're like
20
seconds to half an hour.
Perfect. So our last would you rather question. Would you rather tell your best friend all your secrets or tell your parents all your secrets?
For me, personally, as much as I love my friends, like, all of them, especially best friends, you never know if you're still going to be friends with them in the future. Whereas your parents, they're always going to be there. I'm going to pick my parents.
I hate to say this. Sorry, parents. I think I would have to pick my best friends. I feel like there'd be a lot of judgment coming from my family. I don't really know what secrets I have. To be completely honest, I kind of forget what I have and haven't told people. but I feel like with my best friends, they kind of know that I'm a fucking weirdo. And so at this rate, I feel like I can't really do a whole lot to surprise them. And a lot of them have been around long enough that, like, any secrets that I might have that, like, would cause judgment, they already know them because they were there and they lived through it with me and they're still around. So, like, I can't really do anything, I don't think, that will make them be like, ooh, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. That is so fair.
Okay, we'll do an any, mini, miny, mo. Any, mini, miny, mo. Catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Any, mini, miny, mo. Bam. Interesting. Oh. So only 20%, 27% of people chose tell your parents.
Well, that was a fun one.
That was a fun one.
That's quite a laid back one. I'm over here vibing. Legs up on the dead, chair all the way back. It's great.
Yeah, good episode for brains that aren't functioning. We don't talk about the fact I couldn't even say functioning right.
Functioning, guys.
That wasn't what I was about to say.
Our brains are not functioning, so we are we are calling it there.
That's so bad.
Fucking hell, do you want to end this one off this time?
Well, thank you all so much for joining us on listening to a bunch of our thoughts on random things. We will see you guys soon. We have some fun ideas coming up.
We do. So, au revoir and functioning.